A group of ninth graders from Baltimore's Maritime Industries Academy is learning something about the maritime industry of two centuries ago. Their chant sets the rhythm to raise the sails on Pride of Baltimore II as it glides out of Annapolis Harbor on the lightest of breezes.
All right,
well,
that's one. One
sail's
up. Only two more to go.
Two more!
They're here as part of a program developed by Pride's owners, the nonprofit Pride of Baltimore Incorporated, the National Sailing Hall of Fame, and the Naval Academy to underscore the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. The day starts in Mahan Hall, the Naval Academy's museum, where real estate billionaire Bill Koch's personal collection of War of 1812 memorabilia is on display. The exhibit's title is Seas, Lakes, and Bay, the Naval War of 1812. It traces the war on the Great Lakes and in the Chesapeake Bay. There are portraits of Oliver Hazard Perry, Captain James Biddle, and Captain James Lawrence, who commanded Chesapeake in its swift but failed fight against the British frigate Shannon. Lawrence's ceremonial sword is there, as well as the sword of Captain Philip Broke, who commanded Shannon. Here's retired Admiral Guy Schaefer speaking to the students.
The real critical part of the war that made a big difference was the ability of the Americans to defeat the British on the Great Lakes and on Lake Champlain.
But sorry, Admiral, you just can't compete with a replica of a 19th century schooner. Aboard Pride, crew members Chad Lossing and Andrew Elmala explained the difference between pirates, just plain crooks, and privateers, who had government-issued hall passes or letters of marque to plunder British shipping.
Privateers were helping their country by invading the enemy, they're stealing from the enemy. Does that make sense?
Meredith McKinnon and Melissa Browner used wooden models and a small tub of sand to demonstrate the superior speed of Baltimore clippers like Pride, which preyed on British shipping in the early 1800s.
So if you're cutting through the water better, that means you're moving faster. And if you're a privateer, you want to move
faster.
Awesome, okay.
In the stern, veteran Pride Captain Jan Miles coached Brandon McClary as he guided the vessel back to its slip at the city dock.
Okay, now start unwinding those six spokes we put in there.
One, two, three.
Now look forward again and see what happened. It's slowing down. Yep, that's the way.
And then Brandon said he had a good day because he got to steer the ship and haul on lines.
Yeah, pull some lines. It was fun. It was hard. I even got to go to the bathroom here on the ship. It's small.
And they even learned a new song. I'm Joel McCord reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.
Support around the world. Before she drops her anchor, her cannons give a roar, and all come out to welcome in the Pride of Baltimore.